Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at a very important question, and that question is related to some of the events that ultimately culminated in the Battle of Ashura and Karbala. As you know, we are in the month of Muharram. This is a very solemn and sacred month. It's a very sad month for all of the followers of the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam, as well as those who are fond of them, and even all of the justice-seeking and freedom-seeking individuals in this world. So the question we would like to ask is this. As you know, according to historical accounts, Imam Hussein, he had went to Mecca in order to perform the pilgrimage and the Hajj. And at this time, Yazid, the tyrant of his era, he had the intention of assassinating Imam Hussein in the Hajj. Because Imam Hussein, you know, he hadn't paid allegiance to him. So the question we want to ask today is this. Why is it that, you know, this is a very, unbelievable act of transgression and sin to kill somebody in Mecca, and let alone, you know, the grandson of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, such a person, you know, in this such a holy place. Why was Yazid so, you know, adamant about killing the imam and in such a rush to do so, to the extent that, you know, he would go to such great lengths to even kill the imam in such a holy place? I mean, what was he thinking at this time, and what was the purpose of such an act? The answer to this question is that, first of all, we have to remember one thing, and that is that the person of Yazid was not a person who, like his father, worked in a very logical and in a very, in a manner in which he deliberated his actions before he did so. So he was a very irrational human being, and perhaps this irrationality and this lack of deliberation and logic, you know, kind of was one of the factors that led him to make such a decision. Another reason, perhaps, which is kind of contrary to the first reason, is that perhaps he thought that it would have been easier for him to kill the imam and assassinate him secretly in Mecca, you know, and to pin that act on somebody else, than to, and therefore to dissolve himself of the act of killing the imam, and then to, you know, let the imam to flee and join the Kufans, right, who had called him, you know, to be their leader, and then to actively engage with him in war and then ultimately kill him, which would have led to the murder of the imam being ascribed to Yazid, right? So perhaps this is the reason in the back of the mind of Yazid when he, attempted to kill and to assassinate the imam in the holy precincts of the sacred mosque of Mecca. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the reasons why Yazid wished to kill the imam in the holy mosque of Mecca. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.